What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chew New Podcast. We have a great show for you tonight. And you hear music in the back? Oh, man, my hair is really out of whack. Look at that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, look at that shit.
Shut up, dude. By the way, this older ogre's here, so I'm not about to put him on the screen. Well, yeah, we'll put him. There he is. There's the ogre right there.
Star show here.
Anyways, but we're going to start the show up. We got some great guests tonight. Tune in, hang into your butts there, because it's about to get a little crazy today. Story time. This one time in Bangkok.
Live from the historical Villa Cortez and straight out Gray Skull Studio. Welcome to the podcast where the mics stay hot and the stories stay real. Broadcasting from the RGV and across the globe, we're sitting down with wrestler creators and underground talent making noise their way. This is the Chew and Who Podcast. Let's get into it.
And that's why I can't sit on a toilet anymore. But anyways, long story short, we're back on the podcast, guys.
That's not why.
That's why. You shut up. You don't know, right, bro?
Oh, I know.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't know. You don't know anything. Shut your face up. Anyways, guys, Thursday night, third week of February. We got, you hear the music in the background. We do not own the rights to that, okay, just to give you a heads up. But
we don't
tonight,
own the lefts to it either.
We have no rights or lefts. But on tonight's podcast, we have a returning guest from the last episode we had.
Yes.
With Three Back Lucha. And we got, for some reason, too much awesomeness on the cameras, and our power went out. I can't explain till to this day what's going on. I think it was just because this thing was here. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, okay. It's not because he didn't pay the bill either.
I paid the bill.
Hey, you stupid, dude.
But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome back Mr. Fernie from Three Back Lucha. What's going on?
Thank you, guys. Good to be here, man. Good to be here with you guys again.
My God, dude. I tell you this much right now, bro.
You came in solo. That's brave.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, no.
That's really brave.
The guys, they're somewhere in the Bahamas, right? They left me behind.
It's all good, man. Bro. Don't worry. This is a better place right now.
It is.
Yeah. Boy, you're wrong.
Is it?
I mean, really, is it? But it's been a minute, man, from the last time we talked to you. We got into the nitty-gritty of how we got started. I did have a lot of buddies hit me up afterwards. Dude, you mean to tell me this guy met Blue Demon, and he actually rubbed shoulders with El Santo? I go, yeah. And you didn't invite me to the studio to meet this guy? I go, well, you got a second time around. Where are they? They're not here again. So, but we did come across some stories that you had with that gentleman that's right to your left. We got that just especially for you, buddy. So you can reminisce memories for you right there. We're hoping it reminisces a lot of memories. Not bad ones, though. But
or maybe some bad ones.
Maybe some real bad ones.
Yeah, some real.
Because I know you were talking on the phone. He says that you've been banned in a couple of counties. But we'll go over that. We'll go over that in a few minutes. But so I mean, before we jump into the story, how you been, man? How's things going?
Awesome, man. Very excited to be here. Everything's going great. Man, just get into your studio here right now. It's crazy. Whatever you guys got going on outside. The whole valley's here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good atmosphere.
No kidding.
Can't wait to go out there.
Yeah, I mean, this is the last one, I believe, for the year. Mm-hmm. They won't start up until
September.
Yeah. August, September, I'm not really sure. If you're not in the area, you might want to come on by to Westaco, Texas, and enjoy the last festivities of El Fresco. That is tonight. But tonight, we got Mr. Fernando here. How was the event? A week before, I think it was. With did Mandito get his dream come true and make out with La Pimpa?
I heard some stories. Well, got a story of it, you know, myself.
Here you go.
There's actually some questions. There's actually some questions on Facebook right now. Mm-hmm. I couldn't make it in. All right.
No.
Yeah. What, 17, 18 years that we've been doing this, first time I ever missed one of our
events.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes. It was unfortunate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was really under the weather, and I just couldn't make it out there. I tried. I tried real bad, and I called Valde and Jorge, and I said, hey, guys, you guys are going to have to excuse me on this one. I'm out. Yeah. Jorge says, you must really be dying if you're going to miss the show, right?
No kidding, dude.
And
no
then
kidding.
I got phone calls from everybody there. Just, you know, just ragging on me. Hey, get over here. You know, all this. I just couldn't make it out, man. I was just dying. They're so...
Dude,
yeah, wow!
And it was an impact show, man. They had some great wrestlers out there.
Yes,
man.
That community out there in Port Isabel is amazing. Just a whole different market. It's unbelievable. You know, just 20 miles, you know, 20 minutes away from Brownsville, and they're just a completely different, you know, market. It's just different faces out there, different fans.
Right.
And for some odd reason, they won't come to Brownsville, and the Brownsville fans won't go to PI for some reason.
Right, right.
You know, so.
Well, they let the cow. James right now just said, estaba crudo el vato. That's what James says. I don't know. Is there truth to
that? James would always say that. Hey, James, how you doing? Yeah, James knows me a little too much, I guess.
You know, the cat out back, James. You're supposed to, that's the fourth wall. You got to keep that hidden, bro.
James, are you saying he could have walked it off?
He could have thrown some dirt on it and walked it off, bro.
No, I tried. I really did. But no, it was just too much. It would have gotten a lot worse if I had gone.
Really?
That's for sure. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
No. I'm just glad that they were able to do a great job.
Yeah.
Jorge and Valde, they're, you know, top of the line. You know, they're able to put this thing together. And we have great, like I said, we have great staff has been with us for so many, you know, events that they know exactly what has to be done.
Right, right.
Although there one time in Port Isabel, in between a match, a fan just decides to jump in the ring.
Oh, no.
Ain't
that just beautiful, dude?
We've seen it in baseball games. We've seen it in football games, right? Where soccer games where a fan just...
Yes.
This guy just decided to just jump on top and on top of the ring and participate in the wrestling event. And,
oh my gosh!
Oh my God! We were able to pull him out just in time before the wrestlers got to him.
Jeez, that could have been a bloodbath, bro.
It's dangerous. It's scary. We don't encourage anybody to do something like that. These guys are true professionals, and it's a dangerous sport. It's a very dangerous sport, and he just wanted to be a wrestler, and all he kept saying, because I was one of the guys that dragged them out.
Tossed them out.
And we had some words outside, and all he wanted just to wrestle.
Right,
like,
right.
I just want to be a wrestler.
Right.
Well, there's a proper way to do it. Get
some training first, bro.
I mean, I don't remember who was in the ring at that moment, but, I mean, this guy weighed 110, 115 pounds with wet clothes, maybe. Yeah. You know, these guys were...
And he just wanted to get murdered on,
something
front of his
like
face.
That. Yeah,
I feel like jumping in the ring and
I feel like killing myself today.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's see how that feels, right?
James is saying it wasn't me.
No, if it had been him, I would have left him on top. I would have left him
let
there.
Let him learn. Let him learn. Boy, let him learn.
Leave him there.
You know, boy, learn.
Let the boy learn.
But I mean. It's always a great turnout over there in Port Isabel.
Right,
you know,
right.
Great fans, great support from the city. You know, the city really embraces this kind of events there.
Right,
we're
right.
blessed to be part of it. So there's a lot of great things going on there in Port Isabel. So, you know, we're excited to be in the middle of it.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the turnout of this event was, I guess it was great because, I mean, I did see some of the other backs, some of the flashbacks of some of the matches are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a promising, man. When you have this great organization that, you know, that allows some of these luchadores to come in, you know, since you all came to an agreement and, you know, be showcased on your show.
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome, bro. Yeah, I mean, freaking awesome.
It is, yeah. There were some, little things that happened that night. Unexpected things are always going to happen.
Right.
Hey, we were here the other day and the lights just go off.
No,
there's no way. There's no way to.
Don't jinx it, Don't jinx it.
You know, I mean, unexpected things happen, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's happened to us many times. You know, there was a small incident that happened that event.
Mm-hmm.
And Jorge and Valde were able to handle it immediately, right? But I heard about it afterwards.
Right,
they were
right.
like, out of all days that you're not here, right. This happens.
Every time. You're yeah. Here, I think you planned it, bro.
Yeah, that's what, exactly what they said. Hey, you probably were behind it.
You're not here.
All it was, yeah. Bro. It
yeah,
was
they were like, you probably planned it. But yeah, no. I mean, it happens, you know. It happens from time to time. Like I said, it's a very dangerous sport.
Yeah.
Although these guys are professionals.
Right.
Happens, you know, from time to time.
But of course,
I'm yeah. glad everybody's good. Everybody, mm-hmm. everybody's healthy. Everybody made it. Everybody, you know, had a good time. So
yeah.
We survived to see another show on
no
the 28th, March 28th in Brownsville.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the last time they were here, you can tell the unity from all three, man. The way they get stuff organized when stuff gets going, they get it so organized, and you know, they know exactly where what's supposed to be, what time they're supposed to be in the ring,
yep.
Who's handling this, who's that, like that's what, and that's one of the questions I asked you last time. Do you get to talk or watch the matches? You're like, nope, we never do.
It's rare. It's rare that we sit to watch an event, right? To watch a fight. We're just scanning here and there. But most of the time we're dealing with the sponsors, with right. the fans, concessions. The gate, you know,
right, right.
backstage, the locker room. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. Now that we have it at the sports park, it's a much bigger area, so it takes longer to get to it. So Valdemar was able to get us some golf carts. So
oh, yeah. To move around. He talked about that last
and nobody can touch his golf cart. You know?
Yeah, I hear you. I got Brian Davis asking, what's up, fellas? What's up, Brian? Who was everyone's favorite wrestler growing up? Go ahead.
Demon.
Well, you only met the guy. Come on.
Demon. I mean, we Demon, Santo, Mil Máscaras. You know,
right.
I grew up in Mexico.
The traditional luchadores
right,
in Mexico.
I grew up in Mexico. I came to the States when I was 10. So watching the movies, mm-hmm. you know, watching Santo.
Right.
You kind of like it builds on you, right? Like
right.
If you're Hispanic, you're from Mexico, you know
right.
these characters. They're your Superman,
right.
your Batman's over here, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Santo, Blue Demon have always been, you know, those iconic, you know, wrestlers in my life, right?
Right.
And then, you know, as you get older and you start meeting more of them and you see, okay, so you have your wrestlers who do it as a sport,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you have your wrestlers who are truly professional about, you know, their career
right,
and how
right.
they have to take care of their bodies. And then,
right.
so you start learning different characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you appreciate a lot of those wrestlers. I have, mm-hmm. I've become great fans of a lot of them just because of the way they conduct themselves.
Right.
So even though there's a party going on afterwards, mm-hmm. they're like, this is what I do.
Right.
This is how I take care of my body. And,
exactly.
You know, their eyes, their knees afterwards, mm-hmm. you know, they have to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have to wrestle here today. Tomorrow they're in another city, And they get worn out. So it takes a lot of dedication. So you start paying attention to things like this,
mm-hmm.
right? And you really admire some of these wrestlers and the way they handle the sport and their career.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
some
true.
Are just wrestlers and they just want to have a good time,
right.
and that's great too, you know. It's a beautiful sport to practice, but some of them, you know, take it to the next level.
Yeah. What about you, Chu?
You know what, I was influenced by my dad, so you know, he's introduced me to El Santo, you know.
Really?
Saw some of the movies too, but my personal favorite was WWE, the Ultimate Warrior.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, just something about wearing ribbons on your arms and going out to the ring.
Long hair, right?
Just made me want to go.
It just made me want to jump in the ring.
And then your mom smacked in the back.
And my mom smacked the shit up.
Well, personally, me, I'm a Ricky Dragon Steamboat kind of guy.
Yeah.
I always liked the way he wrestled, man. I loved the way he, you know, did his thing in there, man. Especially the battle between Macho Man Randy Savage. Those were the best battles.
Yeah, ooh, watching back in those, the day, man. Well, my time was the Von Erichs and.
Oh yeah, that's another big one.
That's a legacy, right?
Yeah.
There,
you know, and you know, Junkyard Dog and.
Yeah, J1D, baby.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great figures out there that, I mean, if you are a wrestling fan, you know, everybody's your favorite. Everybody's your favorite.
You know,
you want to be everybody.
Yeah. And who's this? James Sam, I'm not sure if you can see the TV up there, his comment. That is what? What
is that? If you guys were to become what?
Right here on the very, it's right there in the bottom left on the main screen. On the bottom left. That?
Just read it.
It says El Tintin Balas. Tintin. I can't. My Spanish sucks, bro.
I don't know what. Oh, El Tinieblas.
El Tinieblas. There you go.
Oh, over here. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, okay.
The bottom left. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tinieblas. That's a big name.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never heard that name before.
Big name. Yeah. Great legend in the wrestling world. You know, he's come to Brownsville with us several times. He has a family here in the area, so when he comes down here, he likes to spend a couple more days. So we're able to talk and, you know, get to do things together a little bit more.
Right.
You know, because he's here locally.
I got my buddy here, Ro, asking a question.
Uh-oh.
He says, if you guys were to become wrestlers, what would your name be, and what would be your finisher?
Man.
That's a good question.
No, it's not, because I'm going to hear some comments in there.
No,
No, we talked about this before, right? even some of the wrestlers, right, we have great relationships with them, and they've always asked us, right?
Like,
is Jorge and Fernie ever going to get on it, you know,
all on one,
and what would the names be?
What would your name be, bro? I'll put you on the spot. What would your name be? Come on. What would your name be in there? And it gotta be a good one, because I might put this on the short and really pause it and make something.
You know what? I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one, because if I say it before you know it,
it's gonna sound. There'll
be some big lawsuits on it, you know, if I open my mouth on that one. You know?
What about you, Chu?
Oh, I don't know, dude.
It'd be very interesting to know what people are gonna comment on that.
The one-legged pirate. I don't know.
I would like to know what Jorge's name or Valdez's name would be. I'm more interested.
Well, I mean, guys, if you're
let's get him on the phone.
If Jorge's watching Valdez watching. Send us, what would you call yourself in the ring? Well, I would be very interested to find out. You know, something interesting to know. But for me, I wouldn't even know. The name Drago stuck with me for a while, so I guess I'll call myself Drago. Finishing move.
A lariat
from the top rope, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, like a superhuman spear from the top rope. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, some of these wrestlers, they carry their father's name, right?
Right,
and they
right.
become the next generation.
Right.
Well, my father, you know, he wasn't a wrestler, right? He was a baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he was bald like Valde, right? Mm-hmm. And
no offense, Valde. No offense.
He was shiny, man. And they used to call him El Foco. You know, and so I don't know if I would get a name like that. I'm almost there, so I might, you know, I might hear that name, right? El Foco.
I think I might have found Cacahuate's new nickname, bro. El Foquito.
El Foquito.
Oh my God. Guys, let's make a trend. #. Armando El Foquito.
Oh,
let's make that happen.
There you go.
Let's make that happen. Come on. Regards. Blame Chewy New. Well, blame me.
Yeah, that's a good one for Armando, too.
El Foquito. You know, oh, my God. That's going to stick to him, bro.
You know what? Give him a minute. I know he's watching. He's watching right now.
He's finding the door.
Yeah, he's probably going to barge in right now.
More than likely. But that's why I locked the doors. But anyway,
he can walk under them.
He probably can, man. He's
probably has a key too.
I wouldn't doubt it. He's from Donna, just like me. But so enough of the chit chat, bro. We want to know the story, bro. Everybody's waiting for this story. This story is a juicy one, because let's name the characters in this big white bus. Mind you, this is a church bus. This is what you told me last time. Imagine, just close your eyes, imagine a white bus, a church bus. And what does the bus say on the side?
I think it said First Baptist Church.
First Baptist Church, white bus.
It's a blue bus.
Oh, it's a blue bus.
Yeah.
A blue bus.
We used to call him Bob.
There you go.
Big old bus.
The big old Bob bus, blue bus. All right. Now, give me the cast that's involved. For include yourself, Valde, and Jorge.
Then we had Fishman, We had Máscara Sagrada, Huracán Ramírez. We had Cage, The Machine, Johnny Mundo, Rey Mysterio, Blue Demon, Phoenix, King Phoenix, right? We had Pentagon, right? Cero Miedo. It was just wild, right? I mean, we had more stars in there that, I mean, it was a Hall of Fame outing, you know, pretty much.
Okay. That's your cast, ladies and gentlemen.
Sexy Star was there.
Oh, shit, right? We forgot Sexy
yeah,
Star.
Yeah, Sexy right. Star was there. I know I'm forgetting some people. I'm going to hear about it tonight.
Well, all these cast members are in this bus. Okay, Stardust, you all are traveling from Brownsville?
From Brownsville, yeah. We picked up some along the way.
Okay.
You know, and we all met right. some there. But, I mean, driving over there was intense.
Were we talking about smell, or were you talking about conversation?
So you know what? You put this many guys in there together.
There's lots of testosterone in there.
Too much, right? And
come on, dude, spill the beans. You want to hear this.
So many pit stops, right? I mean, we had to drive to Odessa. You're talking about 12 hours, right? Adding another six in between. And not everybody goes at the same time either, right? So I was like, okay, stop. Jorge was losing his mind, right? and then he's getting after me. Jorge got after me the whole way because he's like, no, it isn't, you know, you're the one that's starting everybody. I'm like, he's a grown-ass man. Don't tell me what to do, right? But, you know, just the conversations in there, right, is something that is so iconic, right?
Yeah, where, I can only imagine.
You know, we start talking about, you know, injuries, you know, mm-hmm. and a lot of people that we know that have, you know, stopped the sport due right. to injuries. So, you know, it was a really just good conversations with them. Conversations that we don't have a lot of time.
Right.
When we meet for a wrestling event, right, it's an in and out, you know, chit chat for a little bit and move on. But we have 16 hours on the road.
You got James saying there, poor Bengay.
there was a lot of Bengay.
Oh my God, puro Bengay, puro Bengay.
Yeah, so you know, going over there was planning, scheduling,
right.
Just getting closer and understanding each other, what we're going right. to do in different events.
A big powwow, pretty much.
A huge yeah. powwow, right? Right? And then I remember we went to, we got there and went straight to the airport to pick up Phoenix and Pentagon, right?
Okay.
So we're all in the bus and everybody's hungry, right? Everybody's
hungry. Here we go.
See, the crazy story says, driving back, right? Going over there, okay. It always happens. Everybody behaves, right?
Right. Coming on the back, way, I want to hear the story. The way, okay, you do the show. Okay, let's rephrase this. They do the show. The show's over. We're coming back.
Yeah.
We're coming back to Brownsville, Texas.
Coming back.
And you go, are you driving people on the way here? On the way back? Okay, now, let's start from Odessa. Show's over. Go.
Oh.
Go.
Start, man. Jeez, man! I know.
So I'm sitting in the toilet. In
you know what? It was
not
long.
Rey Mysterio in the next stall.
It was just a long evening over there, mm-hmm. right? So we three bat goes over there, and you know what? I mean, it is what it is. We go over there with a different expectation.
Mm-hmm.
With a promoter that we're gonna team up with,
right?
And everybody has their own style. Everybody has their own ways
mm-hmm.
of doing things. We have our way,
mm-hmm.
but we had the card, right? They had the venue. We had the card, and it was right off the bat, right off the bus. It was just not a good match,
okay.
you know, for us. But we had a job to do,
mm-hmm.
right? We had a job to do, and we had a meeting with all the wrestlers and says, "Hey, man, we have to." You know, take care of each other and, mm-hmm. you know, because things are a little bit different here.
A lot of
these wrestlers had previous experiences there, right?
Right.
You always go with the best intention.
Mm-hmm.
You always go with the best mindset, right?
Right, exactly. You know,
putting together a good show for the people. It's not the people's fault. It's not, you know, what goes on behind the scenes got nothing to do with fans, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I remember during that evening, Blue Demon was injured. He couldn't wrestle. He had injured himself like 1 or 2 days prior to that event, but he was still very courteous to go with us, right? And still interacted with the fans and signed pictures and everything. So they were a little upset that he couldn't wrestle, right? The local promoters, right?
Right.
But can't do nothing about it.
It is what it is, man. Yeah.
And then Phoenix had broken an arm. Couple of days before during an event. And so he couldn't wrestle, right?
So we heard it,
mm-hmm. you know, gotcha. From them. And it's just, but you know, things like this happen.
Just be happy you're there. Jesus Christ.
But
man.
You know what? They showed up and they were professionals about it. Yeah. And, you know, they signed autographs for everybody. They stayed.
That's the kick ass part.
That's awesome, right?
Yeah.
But the rest of the event went perfect. The wrestlers did a great job. In fact, two things happened that I had never in all my years as a promoter had seen, right? Mm-hmm, one was Huracan Ramirez.
Okay.
He goes to the second floor, I guess the bleachers on top.
Okay.
It's pretty high.
Okay.
Right? And he goes up there. Jorge's standing next to me, and Jorge says, oh, man. He looks up, and he goes, don't do it. He's going to do it. And I'm like, no, he's not going to do it. That's too high. He's not going to do it.
He did the famous Nacho Oliva eagle toss? Or
yes.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
From way up there, right? You know, really, really drove the crowd crazy, right?
That's nuts.
I never seen something like that. It was just over the top. That was over the top, right?
Right.
And then the second thing I had never seen, and probably I would never see this again, is Johnny Mundo,
mm-hmm.
Cage, which are two huge guys,
right?
I mean, they average probably 600 pounds together, right? I mean, they're
Jesus, they're
huge, right?
Right.
And Rey Mysterio, mm-hmm. right?
That gentleman right there. Okay.
They're going at it, and they're putting up a show, right? And then Rey is Rey's on the other, in the corner, right? Outside the ropes,
mm-hmm.
right? So these two guys get him, pick him up.
Oh, God.
Right?
No.
And they landed, and the ring collapses.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
It just folds, right? And this is solid metal, right?
Right.
And that's how heavy they are.
It was solid metal.
Right. Jeez. People went crazy. And it was a sellout. It was a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know the security guards. We didn't know the fans. Like, right here, something was to happen like that. Our fans, we know them for many years. They gotta understand, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. over there, mm-hmm. you know, because we had to end the show.
Right.
You know, so
the broke the
when they
broke,
saw it, they even freaked out themselves, right?
Right?
They freaked out, and so Rey just flips over and get on top of him, give the count, and it's over. Let's go, get out, right? So man, we rushed out of there.
Jesus.
Right? I mean, it got pretty ugly, right? So mm-hmm. we just. Everybody packed their stuff, got on the bus, and
here we go.
You know, we take off.
Here we go.
It was crazy.
Here we go.
Not a lot of places to go eat at that time in Odessa. So I think we ended up at Whataburger and
Whataburger that you're no longer allowed to go back in?
Huh? No, we're allowed. I think we're allowed at Whataburger. I don't think we're allowed when we first got there.
Right.
We went to eat, right? And we wanted to choose a place where we thought not many people, because this was like probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
Right.
So let's go eat
right.
somewhere where there's not a lot of people. So we went to Golden Corral. I don't even go to Golden Corral here.
Oh my gosh.
Right? We went to Golden Corral because, heck, nobody's going to know us here. There's hardly anybody here, right?
So boy, were you wrong.
Everybody gets off without wearing a mask, right? Everybody's just minding their own business.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, 15 of us sitting down. And then he just took one person from the kitchen to recognize one of these guys. And then it was, and then
all
it was
hell
chaos.
Broke loose.
Yeah.
Phone calls. That's all it takes.
We had to run to the bus and get some masks. Some of them ran to the restroom, put it on their masks, come out. And, you know, we left and I still owed him the lunch. I don't know. We all just ran out, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, so they probably don't want us there. But
we're no longer welcome at Golden Corral.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, if you pay the tab, I'm sure.
So driving back, we know we're talking about all these stories, and Jorge started driving back. He just likes to get on the wheel, I guess, to like Papa Bear, right? Settle down and
just drive.
All the kids are in the back. Other kids are in the back jumping and everything, and obviously we stopped and picked up some soda pops. Yeah, and then you just went downhill from there.
I'm gonna stop you right there. Because we're at 30 minutes. I gotta get our sponsors here, because I know everybody's saying, no. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I got sponsors. I gotta take care of, man. So, I mean, just to give you a heads up, guys. First one up on the map, big shout out to Casas de Reyes, man. Building dreams without breaking the bank. Looking to build a new home? Casas de Reyes is the trust for residential homes, guys. They're there to help you build not only a good home, but a good quality home without, you know, hurting your pocketbook. They believe great homes shouldn't take so much financial stress. Honest work, fair pricing, solid results, guys. These guys are great. They're nice people. They actually spoke to Santi today at my job, and he was like, bro, I love the podcast, man. I can't stop laughing at it. You guys are nuts. I go, that's what we are. That's what we are.
We do our best. Now they do new construction, right?
Actually, they're being more. It was only new construction only. New construction house. Yeah, new build homes house.
New construction house, only. Yeah.
So, but give them a call. Casas de Reyes at 956-376-8372. Casas de Reyes, where quality meets affordability. Also, a big shout out to Anora's Constructions. Now, these guys are a whole different ball game, bro.
Yes.
You know, one name, two strengths. They transform they do residential, commercial, renovation, everything, name it to the book. They got you covered. All right. They there to build your business, your home, into something you'll love to walk in every single day. Give Anora Construction a call at 956-363-7195 for renovation, remodels to commercial residential projects. Anora Construction brings vision, craftsmanship, and care, turning your ideas into something realistic. But with that being in high demand, you cannot forget the most important is the slab that's on the bottom of that house, which is the concrete. And they also have your back on that, where they got Anora's Construction Solution is to build a durability, reliability, and results. One company, two divisions, two emotions. Anora Construction, where ideas become reality. Anora's Concrete Solutions, where strength begins from the ground up. Build it right, build it strong, build it with Anora's Constructions. Big shout out to those sponsors. And also, last but not least, Inked and Save with Freddie Honda in Antibo, Texas. This guy does tattoo work. Great job. He actually hooked me up with that bad boy right there. Custom tattoo for me and my son. Great guys. They hold, a church thing on Wednesdays.
Bible readings.
Not only that, you can catch them online also every morning on Facebook at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's the closest thing for me to go to church. So you want to hear a little bit, some information, something to get you going for the day. This is a guy you want to see on Facebook Live, man. It's, when he's ever goes online on Facebook itself. So give him a call to set up an appointment for a tattoo setup, and let him know Chunu sent you, man.
Listen, but anyways, you're getting up at 8 o'clock.
Morning. But don't wake up at 8 o'clock, bro. That's not cool. That's not cool. Only if it's that guy right there, then you wake him up right there. He loves being waked up at 8 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 in the morning.
Joke's on you. I get woken up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Damn roosters.
Fucking rooster.
I'm gonna shoot that damn bird.
I swear to God.
But so we're coming back.
One of these days I'll get a tattoo, man. Hey. I'm a big fan of ink, man. I just I just fear that whole needle thing. Yeah. You know?
It's just annoying, dude. The needle becomes annoying after a while, and you'll forget about it after that. But yeah.
Get the Brock Lesnar. Dude.
Yeah.
Put a
Blue Demon on the side. Santo right here, or Santo here, and then put Mil Máscaras on the side.
We've seen some very cool tattoos, man.
Why do you have the blue on your chest, man?
Yeah. Pretty cool tattoos, man.
Yeah. They got some outstanding tattoos, man. Well, Ray's one, man. He has some wicked tattoos, man. He got some crazy tattoos.
Phoenix also has some pretty awesome ones. There's a lot of guys who have, like, really awesome tattoos.
Yeah.
Sean Hernandez mm-hmm. has pretty cool ones, too. Across the chest. I'm a big fan of ink, man. Maybe one of these days I'll man up and
get a hold of Freddie. He'll help you out, man. He's real good.
Yeah.
Real good.
So if Freddie's here, man, I'm gonna come and pay you a visit.
Yeah.
No, but he'll
put it on Choose
Tab. Yeah, I pay for hooking him up.
Again?
How much do I owe you now? 900? It's just climbing.
I spent that at Golden Corral.
Yeah, I just ran out.
Big shout out to Golden Corral. No, but anyways.
New sponsor.
Sorry, new sponsor.
Yeah.
Well, now after this interview, I don't know anymore.
No. Go to Golden Corral. Pay your tabs.
Now we're coming to the bus ride. Yeah. On the way back. Well, let's go. It's all you, man.
Yeah, it just, you know, we're having just a good time laughing about what happened, you know, in the ring and the fans and the promoters out there. And I mean, it was just everybody, right? Everybody had something to say about
that. I like that grin there, bro.
And it was just like one after another, you know, and stop and pick up again, reload and one after another. Before mm-hmm. you know it, it was just like crazy. We had a karaoke contest inside.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, karaoke comes out. Yeah, Jorge, man, Jorge's probably going to comment on that one because Jorge was like, man, you better not even start with a karaoke, nigga. Like, no.
Did he sing?
No, Jorge cannot sing.
Damn it. That would have been awesome.
Fishman.
Really?
Fishman was on it. Kanek too, my friend Kanek. Mm-hmm. No, they were just singing along, and way in back of the bus, Huracan Ramirez is laying down, right?
Uh-oh.
The guy doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do nothing, right?
Right, right.
He's tired, so he's in the very back seat. The bus had the very long seat in the back, right?
Yeah.
He's crashed out, and like 5 hours into the ride, right? Jorge gets him up. Hey, he's like, well, Jorge does this. Hey, first warning.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Dad.
Yeah, okay, Dad. Yeah, like.
That's wrong.
Hey, he's driving. He's like, hey, first warning, man.
Uh-oh.
Pull over.
Here we go.
Jorge keeps going. All right. I got second warning. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Y'all have to stop, blah, blah, blah. Hey. Nobody stopping.
Right.
All right. Third warning. Right?
Uh-oh.
Pulls over. I thought we were going to get spanked, right? Like, Batman, Dad just pulled over.
Puts in my feet. What the
hell? Off his belt.
Yeah, he takes off the seatbelt. He jumps to the back, grabs a beer, and says, I'm done driving.
Uh-oh.
We're in the desert. Right? He's like, Jorge, come on, man. No, man, you guys are having a blast, right? I'm done driving. I don't care who drives, right? Well, everybody was like hammered, right? So we're like, I'm not driving.
What about the guy asleep in the back?
We woke him up.
Oh, no!
Son of a...
We woke him up. Was he like,
driving with his mask on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's freaking awesome. Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He put the mask on, right? And,
I can't imagine Petey.
I mean...
Was breaking. That
man, we just broke all the rules, man. All the rules. We're not proud of that. Man. We're not proud of it. But you know, he's driving. Nobody. We just said, just stay on this road. Okay. It just heads south.
Yeah. Until you see a border.
That's it. Just head that way.
Just head towards your border.
Yeah. It was crazy. And it started getting dark, right? And he's never driven before.
Oh, my God.
In the States, right?
Oh, no.
And then he's never driven a bus, right? And the turns are, you know, wide. He hit every corner, right? He hit every edge. We're like, dale, right?
Turn back. Es tu culpa.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just crazy. But once Jorge joined the fun, like, man, it just got out of control. It was just stupid.
God.
Yeah. And we forgot one of the wrestlers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
We're supposed to give, I'm not even going to say the name because I want to get crap for it. But we're supposed to go and drop him off at the airport and we just took off. And
Yeah,
up to today, we still hear about it all the time. Female wrestler, too. But we were just guys being. Gosh. And I'm glad that she didn't come with us in the bus, right? Because right. It would just be not. But it was just, I never spent. Such a great time with all these guys, right? And just being in a bus with all these legends,
right?
I don't know how many people can have experienced this, and if they have, it's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Yeah,
you know, crazy. And we made some pit stops in gas stations.
Oh, God, no.
And
these will be interesting.
Yeah, Daddy George would give us a time frame, right?
We're not on the bus. If not, we're gone.
We already missed one. We don't mind missing a couple more.
You know? And we got a mask guy driving.
No, it was funny because they were telling him, the guy, hey, you know, just dress, put the cape on, right? Because he comes out with
a cape. Oh, my God.
And roll down the window, you know. And, yeah, he was going to do it. But once again, thank God we had, you know, Daddy George, and he's the one that keeps everybody in line. He's like, George, come on, man. So,
that's how awesome memories are made. Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
And then when you would cross these little towns.
Oh, no.
Best behavior. Church people.
Please. You mean witnesses.
It was funny, man. We would stop in gas
stations. Nice new bus.
Yeah,
we were all wearing masks.
Oh, my God. Is that the Diablo?
Hey, is that the Diablo? Oh, bye, Mr. Diablo.
We would stop to pump gas. And, I mean, this bus gave us, like, 8-10 miles a gallon or something like that. So it was just horrible, right?
Oh, and my God.
So, I mean, we just kept stopping, you know, all the time. It just seemed like 3 days on the road, right? And we would park. We were getting off. People are seeing this church bus, right? And a whole bunch of, like, well-built guys getting off the bus, right? They're like, man, I want to go to that church.
Are they going
to
beat the religion into us?
and then when we're going back to the bus, everybody's got a 12-pack, right? Everybody's got a 6-pack.
Oh, like, now I really want to be part of this.
Yeah, so they're like, I want to go to that. And, man, it was just like in and out. But, man, it was just perfect behavior, you know, in the Father,
Son, Holy Spirit, Tomatuno.
In city lives, we had to behave. Then after that, the party would continue, you know. But, I mean, it was just, I remember all the way to McAllen. We dropped off some guys in McAllen because they were going to fly out of Reynosa.
Okay.
And I just remember saying bye to them, and that I don't remember. And then Jorge said, hey, let's go. We're here. I was like, okay, yeah, you go. All right, let's go. That was pretty awesome, right? Yeah, no, it was, I will never forget that, man. It was by far the greatest experience so far for me.
Best singer in that bus.
Me.
Yeah, man, George, this, you need to give me the info.
Yeah, man, I'm serious, man. These guys can wrestle, but oh man, they cannot sing. Yeah.
They can't carry it.
But when you're under the influence, they all sound really good, right? Like, yeah. But no,
you
they were.
Think, You think they sound really good.
I'm not even listening. I dare you.
Yeah. I'm not even about to say anything. You know what, guys? You're really good singers.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
I was inspired.
I was inspired. I saw Jesus in that moment.
I saw Jesus.
It's the voice of an angel.
From the heavens.
They're just horrible, man.
Oh,
horrible.
Gosh, dude. Yeah, horrible. What was it? Was it all gig? What kind of music was you guys were singing?
Well, everybody had their own style, right? Uh-huh. I'm norteño, right? If the accordion is going on, you know, right. that's gonna be me, right?
It's time.
But yeah, no, some had, what is it, 80s classic and rock en español.
There you go.
So, yeah, no, it was a variety for sure. You know, didn't sound like them. Didn't sound like the original, right? Yeah, no, it didn't sound original.
Nothing like the recording.
Yeah, I mean, the bus didn't have a radio, right? We had the TV, so might as well just YouTube, you know, karaoke, and just had fun, man.
Oh my!
What do you do 12 hours in a bus, you know, if I'm Odessa in the middle of the night?
That's true.
Drink.
Apparently, fun. Drink. No, I mean, responsibly. not the driver.
I was thinking about singing, not drinking, but that came with it, you know. But
yeah.
It was a lot of fun, man. Like I tell you, nothing greater than that up to today. You know, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Like this?
Yeah.
Just like that. Just like that.
Yeah. No offense to the guy singing outside.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you do your thing.
Yeah, you can. Can you wrestle? Is there anything else you can do?
Do a mean cha-cha.
Is there anything else you can do?
It sounds like he's fighting for his life, man.
Yeah, he's not.
But that you're right, man. Something like that, like this, to experience that memory, to be surrounded by literally legends, bro, that are in there. You're coming back from an event, from a show, and they're all, and you're just having a blast, you know. Whoa, just like that guy. Wow. But
true Hall of Famers, wrestling future Hall of Famers, in that bus.
Yeah,
seriously.
And then to hear them just
being themselves, right? Just letting loose.
That's the cool part, and you know, a lot of fans don't realize these people are these wrestlers, these entertainers, they're just like you and me. I mean, yes, or they get seen on TV, they're in rings, they got fans, they got crowds that yell their name, but it's just, I mean, they're like you and I are talking
just
right
like
now.
You and me, exactly. Yeah, you know? And I think the wrestler embraces that, right?
And mm-hmm.
likes that because you get to just be real with them,
right?
Yeah. You build a different kind of relationship,
right?
It no longer is a professional relationship, but mm-hmm. now it's a real, you know, friend,
yeah,
you know, and that special group, right? We have built great relationships with every wrestler that we work with, but this special group that was there, we really build a bond, right? And we have worked in different events together that we see each other.
Oh,
and it's like, you know, like Kanek and Fishman call me Maravilloso. And There's a huge story behind that on the song. And they know the story. I don't know the story, but they mm-hmm. call every time they see me now, I'm like, hey, Maravilloso, you know?
Right.
And so you just build that good relationship with them.
Right.
That is unlike anything else that could be, as a promoter, you know, anything better. You know, to have this relationship. You walk into the dressing room, they're mm-hmm. there, and you haven't seen them in a couple of months, and you know, it just feels good to see each other.
Right.
You know, so that trip really changed the course of our company and our relationship building skills. So it really helped a lot.
Right. That's awesome, man. See, that's the story I was waiting for, man. To hear, I mean, yeah, the karaoke, the drinking, the having fun. But I think the one that threw the cake is having a luchador drive the bus in a mask.
I would have loved to have seen that.
I would have died to see that. That would have been awesome to see. Just seeing a bus drive by, throwing the ball, you know, being a kid, and saying, like, what the hell? What is that?
Yeah, it was like... And he was the only one that was okay.
So, but yet he now know how to drive a bus.
He can now. He has that under his. he has that under his belt now. You know.
He's somewhere here in the States or in Mexico saying, I found my true calling.
Yeah. I became a bus driver.
I am a bus driver now. And I wear my mask.
It was hilarious. You know, it was just funny. Nobody else could have pulled that. You know, just him.
That would be so cool. You know, you think about that. I mean, just if Brownsville ISD is listening or watching right now, you get a hold of these guys for one day, just one day out of the year, get a luchador to drive your kid, the students home. See how cool that would be, man. I bet you every kid, they're going to pick you up. You got a luchador going to pick you up in the morning, and a luchador's going to drop you off.
That's hilarious.
Can you imagine how fast these kids will be waking in the morning, waiting for that bus to walk, to show up in the corner of the street?
It's amazing how, what, we have gone to schools, right? We have taken wrestlers to school, and the reaction is, man, amazing. I mean, that's our reaction, probably.
Right.
But seeing it from a kid is, man,
superhero stance. Yeah. I would think it would be like a superhero stance.
Yeah, know? we've taken several wrestlers in different occasions, and man, the wrestlers have participated very good with the children.
That's
right?
Awesome, so that's, man. That's awesome.
These guys, let me tell you, they're you have your goods and your bads in there, right? You have your good guys and your bad guys. But when they're in front of fans and in front of children, they're all good, man.
Right.
They're all good.
Yeah, I got you.
Not one guy that I can say, I'll never wrestle, I'll never do an event with that guy.
Right.
You know, I haven't had that experience. I hope I never have that experience as a promoter, right? They've all been great. Some are a little hard-headed. Some are a little tough to deal with, right? But at the end of the day, they do their job. And they conduct themselves professionally, and they get the job done. And you know, regardless of how they handle the situation, right? But for us to say, no, I'm never gonna work with this guy, we have never experienced that.
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome. Well, that's good. I love the fact, the way the story played. Wow. You see,
you know what?
I'm going to tell you something right now, man. I mean, those that you can't hear the background because these mics pretty much
the noise cancel.
It's really going. Mic. Something's happening outside.
They're killing a chicken next door.
Always something happens. Every time we're here, something happens.
Let me give you a word of advice, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you this straight out. I'm going to put the camera around me. These people that go and do karaoke, yeah, they may sound horrible. And they're not very good singers, but you know what? They have one thing you don't have. That's courage to get in front of people and making a fool out of themselves. That takes a lot of courage. Except for you, dude.
For a girl like you.
Yeah, that's just bad. I'm trying to make a positive. You turn it totally into a negative.
Yeah, but if you ask them.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was awesome.
They'll give you the same answer I gave you. I should be doing this for a living.
I'm going to do this for a living.
You know what? We'll turn the mic down real low and just have the band really flow. How's that sound? Excellent.
I always wanted to do that. Like, if I was to, like back time, I would want to be an artist.
Hey. You still have time?
I got two left hands. I don't think I can play an instrument in my life.
Can you bounce your feet?
No.
Huh? Can you do this? Can you do this?
I can do this one, right?
There you go. The first 10 minutes. Like Bruce Lee says, you throw a pebble into a pond, it will become a ripple effect. It's the truth.
First of all, that is so racist.
That's what he said.
Second of all...
I'll tell you what he said. Come on.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Don't quit your day job.
Good idea. Good idea, man.
No.
I take back what I said.
It was great having you. I'll make sure to plan the next interview with you. He's not here. How about that?
Yeah.
No.
Next time I interview, man, I'm going to bring my whole band out, you know.
Great, here we go.
I'm gonna be the lead singer.
Where's Bali and Red?
We'll have Mysterio on the bass, Johnny Mundo on guitar, and Pent on the drums. Why not? And he'll be playing accordion. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, probably Pimpinella is probably going to be on the mic. background dancer. Second voice.
And the master of ceremonies for the night will be Manito El Foquito.
El Foquito.
I'm sorry, Mando.
I think he sang before. I think wasn't Mando part of that? Like a singer or a band or something like that?
Let's not go there, all right?
Wrong show.
Yeah, wrong show, and let's not make rumors become reality.
You know, we've said his name like more than three times.
I know, amazing. He's right there down the street. He's jumping up and down.
He's flying outside the window.
And now he's in the John. But,
we like Mando, man. He's a good guy.
Mondo's the best. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Mondo, this past Sunday. Happy birthday, buddy. Hope you had a good time on your birthday, man.
Oh, happy birthday.
We have an event coming up in March or this month. Do you have anything for this month?
March 28th.
That's the one you had. Esteban had told me that he wanted me to have a chance to go and check that out.
Spring Break Brawl.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a show we do every March for the past, 10 years now. It was part of the, we only had Hallomania, right, once a year, and then our sponsors and our fans kept asking for more events, right? So that was the second one we opened. We didn't want to extend and wait all the way to October to have one, so we put in March, right? And we called it Spring Break Brawl. And it just took off, man. It was welcome, you know, in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have it in Brownsville. We're going to be in Laredo on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be in Brownsville on Saturday, the 28th.
Awesome.
So, yeah, if you guys get a chance to be out there, we'd love to see you guys.
I'm going to try to make this event. Yeah. I really do want to go check this out.
It's also great, you know, to go to Laredo and then drive back with the guys.
I think I'll pass on that one.
You know what? Rent a golf cart and say,
man.
That was
a lot of fun, man. We had a good time this past time. We went to Laredo, driving over there. Jorge was just being himself, man. This guy, seriously, Jorge, man. I love Jorge to death, man. He keeps us in line. Let me tell you this. If not,
okay, Dad.
Yeah, he keeps us in line for real.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, it's a lot of fun going to Laredo. Great community. Great fans, man. They really get into it out there. It's in Casablanca Event Center,
mm-hmm.
In Laredo. It's a lot of fun. Come and check it out. Yeah. And then on the 28th in Brownsville at the Brownsville Sports Park. So it's 2 days back to back of wrestling.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I know. We finished exhausted.
All that's going on. Hell yeah. I can only imagine. Guys, if you're watching the show right now, don't forget to click on that QR code. That will take you straight to 3BAT. See all the events that are coming up. Follow Fernando Man on his Facebook. Social medias. I think you said Facebook and also on Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Follow him there. Get all the insights of what's going on, what's happening. And if you are watching, you want to send a little shout out to him? Ask him, what would really be your wrestling name? Or if you have ideas in the comments after the show, throw us all the names that would be great for him. We'll pick the best one. I'll pick the best one for him. All right. First and foremost, I want to say thank you for coming out one more time, man. Having you on the podcast, man. It's been telling the story about that, the whole trip down from Odessa with all these. With a mascara guy driving the bus, you have to admit that's awesome, bro.
Yeah, we just feared if we get pulled over, what are you gonna say?
What are you gonna
say? You gonna take the registry? What?
Are you gonna take off your mask?
I know you.
No.
But I want to say thank you once again for coming out, man. I appreciate you. Since we are coming to the end of the show. We are doing like the ice bucket challenge where you challenge somebody to come on the podcast next. So who do you have in mind?
There's so many great names here in the wrestling,
mm-hmm.
World. we have two local wrestlers that have started with us many years ago, Saitos mm-hmm. being one of them, and Dos Costuras now is the new guy mm-hmm. coming up. He's a young guy, mm-hmm. has a lot of passion, a lot of heart for the sport.
Okay.
His story, how he started, he was one of our fans.
Right? Really?
He will go to see our shows.
Awesome. Right?
And he's a great baseball player. His father, Juan Segoviano, he's just a great ball player, mm-hmm. right? And his son is a good ball player too.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a lot of heart for the sport, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he has a very good story to tell.
Oh, yeah. I think that's who you want to nominate him to come in next month.
Yeah, that'd be great. He'll be great.
We're gonna get in contact with you to give us all the information so we can get him on the horn to get him here next week, next month. Third week of March, he will be on the podcast, and we want to hear that story. That'll be great. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
All right.
Really like him a lot. He's going to be a great, great future for the sport.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome.
I can't.
Yeah.
Hopefully he says yes.
Yeah, hopefully he can come in. Well, you're going to come in.
I'm not trying to be biased, but, I'm a baseball guy. You know, I'm a baseball I've been around baseball my life,
mm-hmm.
yeah. and his mask is Dos Costuras, right? So it's actually a baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's the stitches, right? So.
Hmm.
Beautiful mask.
I'll check that out.
Beautiful mask.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, like I said before, man, I want to say thank you first of all, taking time to come out here and chit chat with us and give us the story of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Now that I think we were in that bus also, Chu, for a while.
I felt like we were. I could smell the Bengay.
That's what I was going to say. I could smell the Bengay.
So
literally, you know, and feel George Gate after me because I was the one in the back laughing the hardest.
Yeah. No, he would have. He would have.
Come hit you on the hand with a ruler.
Appreciate you guys having me here.
Oh,
it's always fun to come over here and talk to you guys. And
come back anytime you want.
Share some of the stuff that happens, you know. And like I said, March 28th.
Yes.
Yeah.
I extend the invitation to you guys. Come out here, bring your cameras, you know, get some footage.
Yeah, for sure.
Meet some of these guys. Right.
For sure.
Meet some of these wrestlers.
More like it'll be me with a little camera and doing short little interviews here and there just to get a piece of everything, man.
Absolutely.
That'd
come check
fun.
It out. We'll get together later and plan it out.
Yeah.
But make plans to be there March 28th.
All right,
a lot of fun.
I appreciate that. Thank you so
just
much.
Just don't get in the ring.
I can't promise that for now.
Don't get in the ring.
What? Get in the ring? Okay.
I'll loan you my leg.
That perfect weapon.
Yeah. Perfect weapon.
Yeah, oh, some people bring chairs and stuff like that.
No, I'm bringing a leg. I'm bringing a leg with me.
Do the Hacksaw Jim Duggan drive.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks.
Come back anytime.
Man. Anytime you want, man, just give us a heads up. And let me know when you want to come back again on a select week.
Yeah, something crazy happens in the event, I'll shoot you guys and, hey, let's talk about it.
Yeah,
right?
Like, sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan.
You won't believe this shit.
Yeah, no, it's just
happening. You won't believe what George did now.
it's crazy.
You believe this guy?
There's not one event that something, you know, there's something to talk about every event.
Well, hopefully I go on the 28th. It'll be something for me to talk about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show for tonight. Thank you so much for everybody who tuned in, shared the episode, subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. Chu, what are your thoughts on this episode, man?
You know, for all the crazy things that he says that happens, it's no wonder he calls in sick every once in a while.
That's so true.
You know what? I just feel like having a normal day. I'm going to call in sick.
No shit. You know what? I'm taking the day off.
Yeah, I'm taking the fucking day off.
Oh, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Next week. We got it's an open invitation. We already got somebody for that day. We have Mr. James Blackheart coming in next week on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, great
here,
to do the show.
Yeah, he's good. He's a repeat. I think this is probably going to be like his fourth, fifth time here.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah.
But I know he's out of the scene for a little while. We're going to find out what's going on. We're going to find out the whole detail on what it is to take to be in the wrestling business and how you need to take time off for yourself and then come back in with a bang, I guess. Sounds like a an adult movie. But anyway, that's just me thinking out loud.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll find out. Yeah. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We will see you next week. Thursday night, there's the main man guy here saying goodbye. Thank you so much. We will see you next week, 7:30. Chew, signs off.
I've been Chew.
And I am Mooie. We will see you next week, buddy. Y'all take it easy. Peace out. Like always,
ladies and gentlemen.